All right, so real talk, recognize real talk. Ooh.
No one leaves the table.
Getting ready to expound on, talk about. Turn that off. Experiences, life experiences. What be going on? Real talk, recognize real talk. Is the inspiration that I have for this transmission. My, some would say video log. Like the video logs they were doing in the Avatar movie, where Sully, every time he came out of being in his avatar on another planet, he would have to sit in front of a video camera and talk about the experience. Relate for a while to the camera and build up a log over a good period of time. So that's what this is like. I'll get more back to that later, that particular movie and talking about it. But as I'm eating now, some couscous and some scrambled eggs, the whole deal with the yolk. I've been doing eggs, but not so much the yolk for the whole period of my 12-week foray into competitions. I'm just back from the OCB in Richmond competition, all natural bodybuilding competition. And it was good. It was exhilarating. I learned a lot. It inspired me to think about a lot of things, particularly on the way home, which has come up with this real talk, recognize real talk. Backstage, talked to a few brothers. As I was bending down, packing my stuff, I could hear one trainer coach talking to a contestant in his 50s, like 54. And he was, the contestant was talking about how, you know, he feels he didn't squat right and he's used to doing it this way. And his trainer was like, yeah, you're giving yourself limiting thoughts. He really used that phrase like that. And anybody that knows a little anything about, you know, law of attraction and blah, 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 I was right what he said. And he continued on. The guy would do another limiting thought. He would do a like self-defacing thing. I should do it this way. I've been doing like this. And the trainer would, over and over again. I couldn't help it. I was like, yep, he right, as I was putting my stuff in. And the guy, I don't think, really got to where the trainer was talking about. So I proceeded to do what I was doing and talk to another brother. It didn't hit me till coming home, almost home, right, really, that the trainer probably was trying to change the guy's mind too quickly. And trying to develop a better thought, sometimes you can't just flip right to the other side. There's a process called switching in law of attraction. But for most of our brains, we have to just tell a better story. Like, yeah, I always do it this way. But maybe I'll look around and see if there's other ways to do this, you know. Whatever your limiting thought was, trying to say a little better way. So yeah, I was like, the trainer is telling him to switch too fast. Allow him to make some statements, to talk a little more. Say an open-ended question. Do you think you can do better? Blah, blah, blah. And allow him to talk, and eventually he'll get to his own better talking, and he'll catch it, right? And then he's calling forth what he wants. Then it's almost like he came up with the idea. This is really basic behavioral change, where the fitness industry started moving to long time ago, when they said that trainers had to, you know, change hats. Can't just be calling out 1, 2, you know, give me 5 more, you know. We're dealing with, you know, straight up personal training. We're really talking about what we're trying to do for people. Behavioral change, trans-theoretical model change, you know, everybody had to get that. You know, that was part of a CEC, and if you took it on, you could actually go further and get a especially CERT and behavioral change. It's there, because it's good to have. Particularly, you're talking about trying to help people transform. So, real talk, recognize real talk, wants to address stuff on that level in the fitness industry, you know, other topics that kind of bleed out of the fitness industry. You know, when we talk about health, wellness, we know that we are triune beings, we are multifaceted, and we have different aspects to us. We have spiritual, we have mental, and we have this physical. That's the whole mind-body-spirit thing you see in every gym. But there was some development with that over the years. I'm 64 years old. I've been in the business for a little while. And I consider myself an elder in my community. I do some social activism. You know, you're probably going to see some stuff. Have friends in different circles. Let's put it like that, the way I'll get to that. Because real talk, recognize real talk. So I want to kind of put that out there so we can help. In a broader perspective. Everybody has a perspective to lend, so I want to bring in people to talk on the podcast. Invite your clients, invite your followings to come hear you, pitch your merchandise, pitch what you got going on, talk about how you can help. We can connect in a really positive way and age gracefully. That's what I'm kind of like about. We want to get there in a way that's called inspired action. It took me a while to get to that understanding instead of trying to just fight and make it. I'm going to, you know. Things kind of work a little bit better if you allow them, the art of allowing. And that's where I'm at in my spiritual journey that bled from fitness, because I couldn't help but look at Western and Eastern wellness modalities. It's a nice textbook on that, and it's got a lot of stuff in it. We'll get to all of that. So, real talk, recognize real talk. This is the inspiration going out for this. It's been only 7 minutes, and the idea is to kind of catch people that understand that they have to take time and sit back, allow themselves to breathe. 4 seconds in, hold it for 4 seconds. And allow it to release for 8 seconds. That's just one breathing technique. That one works kind of fast for me, but it depends on your body, what you know about yourself, and where you at or any given time during the day. Real talk, recognize real talk. If you hearing this that and like it, and you are drawn to it, you recognize the real talk. And it's really you drawing the information to yourself. It sounds like you talking to your own brain. That's how I got it when I would hear something that resonated. I was like, oh. It was more than I understand it. It was more than I understand it. It was more I understood it, understanding. It was like, oh, that clicks on the inside. It'll make goosebumps come up. You know, you've been there before. We're humans. We all have that innate thing. The idea is to kind of develop it and get more in tune with it. Real talk, recognize real talk. So if you are publicist, marketing person, already doing podcasts, know of people that do podcasting, that teach it or help people set it up, expand the concept, I want to hire somebody to kind of do this a really good way and make this blow up. Because I have a nonprofit, it's called Fit to Give. My board is nice. Woohoo! People on that board, man. Oh my goodness. Anyway, and I hadn't really said anything about it yet, because you know I got a lot of other things going on too. Do this diabetes, pre-diabetes prevention program through the CDC. It's a free program. Yeah. Talk to me about that. You'll be amazed at what you can do. Because pre-diabetes is an epidemic going right now. We got the pandemic going on, but there's other things going on, particularly in our community. We'll talk more about that because real talk, recognize real talk. So if you know somebody that has an expertise in the field of podcasting and getting the social media thing together, following together, all of that, the whole marketing. I don't know whether it's called marketing or being a publicist, blah, blah, blah. I'm going to look it up in a minute, but I just want to get the idea down. I heard this from, because I'm almost 10 minutes, I'm trying to go to 10 minutes, was it Michael Bayes and one of them, Carry a digital recorder or use it on your phone, so when you have ideas, you cut that on, you start talking to it. So you come back and listen to it. So could we lose a lot of stuff in our heads, even talking a lot, particularly in the car. All right? So you gave me 10 minutes and 15 seconds.